It's the DJ Laz Morning Show here on the new hits, 97.3 Miami Zoo, number one for all the hits. Talking to a great friend of the Hits 97.3 fam, the one and only Charlie Puth, in town for a big show tonight at the Fillmore. What's going on, Charlie?
What's going on, guys? You good?
Oh, my God. We are great. The question is, are you good, boo? You were here just about a year ago to do hit sessions with us here at the new Hits 97.3. And unfortunately, your vocals were a little under the weather. But now you're on tour. You're doing your thing. So I'm hoping everything is good with the voice. Yes?
Well, I think if I remember correctly, you guys fed me Colombian coffee and that did not help. I had some Colombian coffee before I came over to you guys.
Yep.
And I thought that was going to, you know, kind of awake my vocal cords, but that didn't happen and it kind of just got worse. And that hasn't happened to me in a long time, though. I've learned to, work with my vocals a little bit better.
Good. Well, look at, you know, the life lessons that we learn over the course of a year are pretty amazing. But you, honestly, thank you so much for that hit sessions. People still talk about it to this day. You sat up there with your piano. I know Laz wanted me to make sure that I brought up, of course, your Uber song. He's been writing lyrics for it ever since. Very excited.
Well, tell Laz that just because that he's featured on the song doesn't mean that he gets the majority credit of it. So I'm going to have to say that I have to take the bigger percentage of everything.
Let me tell you something. He would just be honored to be on a track with you, Charlie Puth. I'm going to say that. Now, again, your Don't Talk tour in town, the Fillmore Miami Beach tonight. I know it's going to be sold out, standing room only type of crowd. Talk to me a little bit about this, Charlie, because you seem very comfortable in these intimate venues. Do you enjoy being with your fans in that more one-on-one type of situation?
I'm very fortunate where I get to play intimate venues. I get to play like arenas, stadiums, like I've gotten a wide range of performance opportunities. So I learned different things, but there's really nothing like, you know, having the crowd so close to you and you can just, you know, kind of feel everyone's energy just kind of beaming off of them right directly to you. So that's always really special to me. And I know that Miami's going to turn up with me tonight. It's going to be really fun.
Oh, you already know it's going to be lit inside the Fillmore. Now, I've got to ask you, you've been on tour for a minute. You're going to wrap up, I think, sometime in November. What is your favorite stop on the Don't Talk tour been so far and why?
Well, if I'm going to speak biased, I think it's going to be, I think Miami's going to the top three tonight. But
okay.
New York was definitely, you know, New York, New York is always crazy because it's like, kind of where I'm from.
Okay.
You know, hometown boy there. A place that I had to, you know, really not expected, New Orleans. Like, I've never been here. That was a really good show, too.
Oh, for a music guy, though, you've got to be, you know, you must have been in love with that city because that city's roots are ingrained in music and especially the kind of music that you love. R&B, soul, jazz, you know, that really deep kind of music. I know we talked a lot about that at Hit Sessions and you definitely, I think, are an old soul and you really just pull this amazing, you know, level of depth in your songs, which brings me to See You Again. Obviously, that was like the first big record that introduced Charlie Puth to the world, right? And you know, it actually it hits home in Miami even more now. Recently, we lost we lost our big pitcher for the Miami Marlins, Jose Fernandez, in a terrible boating accident. And when the team basically gave him his homegoing at the stadium, right? The game where they kind of just dedicated it to his memory. Your song, See You Again, was playing while they were kind of surrounding the pitcher's mound and while they were laying their hats down, you know, for like the last time and while they were showing some video of Jose Fernandez. And it was really, really emotional, Charlie. And, you know, I was talking with Brian, our producer, and I was just saying, I wonder how you deal with it because I'm sure a lot of people share their very personal, very intimate stories about that particular song with you, and does it ever get overwhelming?
It doesn't, because I did it to myself. I sought out to write a record where people would approach me and feel like they've known me for all my life and feel comfortable to tell me everything like that. I wrote that record because I was when my friend had passed away, I was so obsessed with the, you know, the wanting to know what it would be like to talk to him. You know, what would our conversation be like when I'm up there one day? Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure all of Jose's teammates and every single fan of his is thinking the exact same thing. What is my conversation with him going to be like, you know, when we see each other again? He had such an amazing life and a life ahead of him. And it's, you know, very shocking. The whole world was shocked.
Yeah.
And his fan base just wants to speak to him again. So I'm flattered that they picked that song. And it just makes me even happier that I wrote it.
For sure. Now, I'm sure tonight that's part of the set list, I would assume, during the Don't Talk tour. Are you going to play that for your Miami fans tonight?
Yeah, I would actually. I'm actually going to play that. Of course I'm going to play that song. I'm going to do the full version, which a lot of people are starting to know now and starting to sing along, mm-hmm. Where it explains more about that famous chorus in the verse.
Wow.
Maybe some of the people won't know it, but it's very special when everyone sings along with it, for sure.
Yeah, something tells me that your fans, you know pretty much every word that comes out of your mouth. I know they follow you religiously on Twitter and Instagram. And again, you know, Nine Track Mind, an amazing, amazing album. So many great songs. Obviously, a big one that we're playing here right now, We Don't Talk Anymore. It's one of my favorites on the radio right
Thank
now
you.
With Selena Gomez. Now, you know, you've been doing this at that big level for a couple of years now. Obviously, you know, again, you got catapulted into the spotlight with See You Again. I've got to ask you, because you talked about it at Hit Sessions, you're an emotional guy, you like dating, you know what I mean, you like to be out there.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be in this space now where everything you do gets analyzed, and you know, you can't even say hello to somebody or record a song with someone without people assuming that, you know, there's something romantic going on?
Well, you know, in a way, I guess it's flattering, because people want to know more about my personal life based off of the songs that I write, so I guess it means I'm doing something right. I'll agree with you. It's one of my favorite records. We Don't Talk Anymore, and it mm-hmm. does have like a bit of a Latin feel. I try to make every song just a little bit different than the last one. Like One Call Away mm-hmm. sounds nothing like We Don't Talk Anymore. So.
Yeah, no, it's an amazing, like I said, an amazing record. It was just playing before we got you on the phone. So, again, thank you for that one. Is there anything going on with you and Selena Gomez? I'm just saying, I had to throw it in there.
No, I haven't talked to her. Well, ironically enough, I haven't talked to her in quite a while. I think she's taking a little break, which is good. I can't wait to, you know, take a like a week break myself.
Yep.
I haven't talked to her in a long time, but I hope she's doing good.
Yeah, well, Selena, if you're listening right now, pick up the phone and call your boy Charlie Puth, all right? And, of course, you're not getting a break again anytime soon. The Don't Talk Tour coming to Miami tonight, the Fillmore Miami Beach. It's going to be absolutely amazing. 7 p.m. is when the concert will start. But, of course, you've got to line up earlier than that, because it is a standing room only type of venue. Now, Charlie, real quick, I know you're busy and you got to do sound check and all of that stuff. But let me ask you, what else are we working on? Because I know you're the type of artist that, even though you've got mm-hmm. an album out right now, you're always working on the next project. You're a producer, you're a writer, you're all of those things. So can you give us any like inside information on any collabos or new projects?
Well, I can't give you information on the collaborations, but just know that there's a lot, and it's very exciting that people want to work with me, and I'm just as excited to work with them. And a lot of people you wouldn't expect, like that are like completely different artistry than mine, but by working with them, I learned to, you know, add new things to my artistry.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I'm producing the new album that I want to, and it's just gonna be more of like the sound that I grew up listening to, the more soulful, more, even taking it to the next step, the next oomph of like We Don't Talk Anymore is like a very close example to the music that I closely. Line myself up with.
Okay.
So there's just going to be, it's going to be very, very soulful stuff on there.
Well, we are loving that. Like I said, if it sounds anything like We Don't Talk Anymore, it's in that whole like ballpark. We can't wait for it. Again, the Don't Talk Tour tonight, the Fillmore Miami Beach, 7 p.m. Get there early, people, if you want to be up close and personal with Charlie Puth.
If you want to feel my sweat.
Yes, Charlie.
Yes.
And of course, Charlie, whenever you can release that information, we expect to be, you know, the first radio station and the first morning show that you call and talk to, because hello, you have a song coming out with DJ Laz.
That's right, exactly. The Uber song.
So mad at you for even knowing and remembering that, honestly. And remember, no Colombian coffee, no Cuban coffee today, nothing, but you
nothing.
Know, you've got plenty of humidity out there, so it'll be nice and, you know, moist for your vocals. Enjoy
exactly.
Miami. Is there anywhere that you're going to go while you're here? You know, any restaurants, any hot spots that you know you want to hit while you're in town?
Man, I'm not really like a club guy, but I might pop in to live with a couple friends.
Oh, what hotel are you? I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm not going to do that to you. You have a mass of people. Don't answer that question, Charlie. We see what happens when people put phone numbers on Instagram. It's not pretty. But again, Charlie Puth, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with the DJ Laz Morning Show here on the new Hits 97.3. Miss Brian was mouthing to me that you've got something coming out with Kygo. And I don't know. If you do, we are huge Kygo fans here, again, at the new Hits 97.3, so you can best believe we will be all over that record.
Absolutely. You'll hear that soon.
Yes, I love it. Well, again, thank you so much, Charlie, and give out your social media information real quick.
Everything at Charlie Puth. Twitter.com/Charlie Puth. Instagram, Charlie Puth. Snapchat is the only one that's different. It's not Charlie Puth. N-O-T, Charlie Puth. So, see my antics.
Love it. Well, we do love your tweets. You keep them nice and vague, and you always keep us guessing. So thank you so much, and know that we're always watching and we're rooting for you, and we can't wait for the show tonight. The Don't Talk Tour, the Fillmore Miami Beach tonight. Miami, come out, show that love, represent, show Charlie Puth how lit we get in the 305. Thank you so much, Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for the love.
You're the best. It's the DJ Laz Morning Show right here on the new Hits 97.3.